Your Honor, the mere existence of the file proves that Mr. Iztok perjured himself for Jason Brodeur's benefit.
That's slander. Jared Swanstrom, Your Honor. I represent Jason Brodeur and Brodeur Chemical.
The interest of justice requires you to stay the defendant's execution pending exploration of the newly discovered evidence.
Ours isn't a court of justice, Miss Lance. It's a court of law. And under the law, I don't think your evidence is sufficient to warrant a stay of execution. Your motion for habeas corpus is denied.
This isn't over. I've got the loose end now. And no matter what happens, I am going to pull on it until your whole world unravels.
Declan's lawyer's pulling me into this. I'm going to go to prison. If not for murder, then this dumping thing.
That won't happen. There are steps we can take.
You saw her. She's going after me.
She's going to want to meet with her client after what happened in court today. We have friends up in Iron Heights. Prison can be a dangerous place.
We're not done yet.
I'm an attorney. Trust me. We're done.
What do you need to free Peter Declan?
At this point, nothing short of a signed confession from Brodeur. Where are you going?
To get a confession.
The company, Mrs. Queen, or Steele. Mrs. Queen Steele. Is she hyphenate? She seems like a woman who would hyphenate. Right. The company she invested in doesn't exist.
I don't understand.
There was no investment. The money was used to set up an offshore LLC called Tempest.
I don't recall that name being under the Queen Consolidated banner.
Because it's not. There's nothing registered with the Secretary of State. No federal tax records, no patent applications filed. But in 2009, Tempest purchased a warehouse in Starling City.